And welcome to season 9, episode 14 of Swimming with a Fish. I am Crutch, and I am so very happy to be here on the day before tax day with the Chief and the Goon. You guys have done your taxes, right? Chief, Goon, yes? Eh?
No.
Everybody?
No.
You didn't do your taxes yet?
No.
Are you going to do them tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
I'm intrigued. Are you not doing them? Are you like doing that whole, you know, sovereign citizen thing?
Oh, that would be good because
welcome to the fraud. The brotherhood has been waived.
Outstanding. First of all, Hurricane takes care of that, and she takes care of it by hiring Gidget to do all of her business accounting.
Okay, I didn't do my taxes either, but my taxes are done.
Gidget can't get all the business stuff done in this amount of time because Hurricane doesn't get her the all of the data she needs.
So you have an extension?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be done by
July.
Yeah. Is that when the extension expires? She usually gets it done well before then.
I think it's like, I don't know. I've never filed for one.
And then I'm going to declare as a sovereign citizen, I'm going to declare a tariff on the United States.
Exactly. There you go. Yes. One giant white flag with a pierogi in the middle.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Because waiting for this to happen.
You know, we got that wonderful gardening pierogi video from a Yankee Swamp Foxkey.
I believe everyone should be able to garden pierogis, don't you?
So
it's tasty.
It's the only way to get them fresh. But I mean, you have to grow them in the winter. So you have to grow them somewhere cool. You can't just grow them anywhere.
Well, no.
In like Poland, because it was not warm when I was there.
I don't think it's ever warm in Poland, is it?
No, that's where the pole comes from, as in north.
Wow. Okay, so no, it got... I think it was about 73 degrees for a high.
It's not near the South Pole, Crutch. Why is that? Because you think it's hotter there?
No, because then Poland would be full of rednecks. You know, the South and all.
You've met me. You've met some of my family.
I wouldn't call you rednecks.
We would call ourselves rednecks, I think.
No, you have all your...
What did my grandpa do?
Well, your grandpa was probably a redneck. Sure, he's a moonshiner.
And he was right from the old country.
Well, then he's not a redneck.
He is a Polish redneck. I mean, Pennsylvania's full of them.
Pennsylvania's full of people who drive horse buggy carts. By the way, I heard that they only go to church every other Sunday.
The Amish?
The Amish. And that the road takes a real beating because those buggy wheels are steel lined. So you see like these ruts in the road because they're all on the road at the exact same time.
There are ruts in the road up in like Lancaster when I've been up there. I wondered about that.
Yep. There you go.
Why only every other week, I wonder?
I don't know.
Do you know,
but there's an Amish guy, a former Amish guy on YouTube that keeps popping up in my feed, and he was talking about it.
I don't have an answer.
I know very little about the Brethren.
Because they're home-based services.
They're home-based services?
Okay. Yes,
they have every... second Sunday in private homes.
Oh, they don't actually have a church.
Well, probably if it's in...
Yeah, it was like three people gathered together, you're in a church.
That's how it was back in ancient times.
Mm-hmm.
It says when two or more of you are gathered, that equals the church. The people were the church, not a building. So,
true. I mean, that's the way we're going over there at Oakdale Church, right? We talk about discipleship. You got a couple of people and you want to get together. We've been trying to convince my sister-in-law to leave those evil United Methodists and we'll show you how to do a home church.
Oh, maybe she'll become a Christian, you mean?
Yeah. She wouldn't like hearing that. I'm pretty sure she listens to the show. So thanks. Now I'm going to get email.
Well, to make it fair,
Ed,
you know, never mind, Crutch. Never mind. You're having enough of a rough week. I'll wait till after you're feeling better.
Hush and Pope.
Yes. Unlike you.
Yeah. Coon, on the other hand.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. He puts the funk in dysfunctional.
I put the F-U in fun.
Yeah.
Did you say that to me this week?
I told you that.
Yes.
I like that. That's good.
They've been saying that to me at work, Chief, because my teammate is away until the 5th of May. He's on vacation on a cruise, so I get to do all of the work, and today was the first day. I still had my morning coffee in my commuter cup at 3:30 when I left.
Coffee undrunken? I'm drunk.
Well, I drank it when I could, but most of the day, the line to see the goon was three deep.
Wow.
I mean, enough that I forgot who was in line and what it was exactly they wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd get two or three of them done, and then I'd sit down and I'd try to think about, okay, what was I doing when I got up to help this particular customer?
Right.
And I sat down once with the soup to have lunch, and somebody rolled a chair right next to me. We work with really smart people, but sometimes they're not mean. I don't mean to say that, but yeah, I guess that would be true.
When you say we, because I remember walking to your desk and seeing tight pants, Rob. And there was the brain cells available for use at that time does not meet that description.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Tight pants Rob wasn't exactly helping.
No.
In fact, if there's anti-work particles, he had those.
There's a lot of people with those.
Yeah, see, that's... I'm pretty sure everyone is in agreement with that statement.
I actually have wondered about him lately, if he's going to survive once the Doge comes.
I know there are lots of people that are complaining in the county of MoCo that they have been released already from that large organization. So
yeah.
Well, there's also been a lot of volunteers who have left too. They had quite the push, and had a friend of mine who's gone, and she's started her retirement early, and more power to her.
Yeah, you know, if I was a little closer or a little bit better prepared, I might do it too. But the fact that Hurricane has to, you know, pivot her business right now means I got to be at it a little while longer. Because that's what entrepreneurs do, right, Chief? I mean, you don't whine about what happens. You figure out how you're going to make it better.
That seems, it's not just entrepreneurs. There is a statistic that Gen X in previous bad things would happen. And they go, that sucks, and try to figure a way out. Gen Y and current are like, why is this happening to me? It must be society's fault.
Right.
And then there's the whole female thing, and we won't even go there.
I mean, I have a friend who works for one of the other agencies.
Mm-hmm.
The Food and Drug Administration.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a terrible anger about all of this. And he's like, you know, he has said to me, people were fired for no reason. It's like, well, no, there is a reason. But it isn't like the... It. Well, but it isn't necessarily the reason that you're doing a bad job. The reason is we need to get our funding down to 2019 levels, and your job may be duplicated too much.
Yeah. Oh, I'm convinced there's at least two other organizations doing the exact same work I am. And as you and I have had this discussion, this is one of the few times in my life here that I'm doing some actually pretty cool work.
You are. I wish we could talk about it, but you are doing cool work.
But I'm sure that, you know, if they come in and say, well, you know, those folks over there in the other building are doing 80% of what you're doing plus some other things. So we're just going to let them run with it. And, you know, I'll pack my desk and find something else to do.
Yeah. But let us be honest, as contractors, we live like this all the time.
I know it's not a big deal for contractors, but the civil servants are kind of freaking out.
Yes. Yes.
They thought they were hired forever.
I genuinely feel bad for them.
I don't.
But it's like,
always have to have one new timey tool.
We always have to have one of us that can bring us back to reality. Because you're right, Chief.
I mean, I have friends who are worried, and they actually do their job and like it, and I try to help motivate and get them into a spot where they would be the one of the last or overlooked because they actually are doing what they're supposed to do.
You just make yourself irreplaceable.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone is replaceable. That was another thing.
Yeah, but you know, be the last one that gets replaced.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, good.
I mean, if today is any indication, I did that today.
No, without a doubt. Right.
Because as developers had problems with this or that of the tools I support, we got them going.
Because
I know who scores the points, who makes the money on our team, and it isn't yours truly. I'm one of the special team players. I have very limited opportunity to score points because it is the developers who get the bucks to come in and make the, you know, do the work that is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I support them by making sure all the stuff they need still works. Which is why I keep saying things like Patch Wednesday is stupid.
Well, the idea that you're going to eat up a half a day out of five. Let's do the math, kids. That's 10% of the total work week patching the systems. That seems a bit, inefficient. Like, if I was going to do Patch Wednesday, I would start at midnight and be done before the 6 a.m. people come in.
Exactly. But, exactly. And you know, and we do have a couple of earlier people, and you just tell them, no, not on Wednesdays. We need that time.
Sleep in. Come to work at 6, you know.
6 is sleeping in?
Early March. On my schedule lately, yeah, sleep at 6. Getting to work at 6 would be sleeping in.
I woke up at 4:30 today.
I was in my car at 4:30.
I know you were. I was at home making coffee.
Yes. I made up for coming in early by staying late.
I stayed late as well.
I
stayed home.
Was watching the my new favorite interpretation of Snow White. And I just had it on repeat. So my poor little chickens have been scared as they hear, you know, strong guttural German.
I will include the link because I'm because people are going to hate me, but I'll do it anyway. Yes, apparently the chief had some time on his hands and decided to share his new favorite Snow White interpretation by a German metal band called Rammstein. And it's exactly what you would think a German metal band would do with the Snow White storyline. It's awesome.
So here's the funny thing. So I understand the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, there's no way that you can say something as simple as here comes the sun and have it sound like, you know, It sounds like he's just, you know.
They don't sound like George Harrison is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah, it is just so goofy that you can basically, you know, you're just counting 1 through 9 saying, here comes the sun, you know, it's bright and brilliant in the sky. And okay, so that sounds, you know, like uplifting or cheerful, you know.
Not in German.
Yeah. And so I was trying to, you know, see, okay, is there a Russian equivalent of this? Because they too.
Benipede. No.
have that interpretation of when I sing, everything I do is depressing. So singing is no different.
You sound, there is a German girl who will occasionally do how different words sound in different languages, and she always ends with German.
Yellow.
And she has her friends dressed up in stereotypical outfits. So, you know, the German guy will have lederhosen and the hat with the feathers, stuff like that. And hello, little one.
Yep, they shall be chirping whenever they get. I don't know why.
Is somebody hungry?
No, there's plenty of food. There's plenty of water. There's a pecking order that they're trying to figure out. And it literally who was born first, basically.
Wow.
And it was funny because the black feathered ones, well, actually, they only have down fur at the moment.
These are the chief's chickens that happen to be in the same room as he's doing his recordings, because we are professionals.
Hey, the office is the room where I can keep an eye on them all day and subject them to Russian hip hop and German metal. So
and poopy washes.
Yep.
Only tube. Only poopy pants and McPoopy butt are the two birds that have. It's disgusting. Because
the rest of your birds have no problem with the output.
No, and it's funny because they will all be chirping and running around, and my wife will come in and cough. They all run to a corner and look up, and then she freezes and they freeze, and they're just locked eyes on each other. And I'm like, one of you has to move eventually.
I've been chosen. Well, to be honest with you, if I've locked, I think I've locked eyes with the Siberian Express once, and I froze too. So I know where the chickens are coming from.
That isn't how it worked with the puppies. No. They didn't freeze.
No.
And if I walked in the room, they would just swarm. They did the same thing with Stitch. So
it was like a little army, you know.
When they finally figured out how to climb the stairs and got through the cat door at the top, I was scared. So I'm standing upstairs, right by the door to the bunker. Mm. And all of a sudden one came through, and I looked at her and went, Stella, what are you doing? And then a second one came through. Oh my goodness. You've taught the rest of them.
Dun, dun, dun.
As I'm learning that the chickens are attempting to break out. So as soon as one, they run and flap, but they just run into the wall at the moment. But soon they will have flight. Well, 6-inch flight, which is all they need to cross the Great Barrier.
The Great 6-inch Barrier.
It's the little chicken rapture.
Oh, I like that. That's chicken rapture.
Was that a nice
sounds like a band name?
Was that a nice segue for you?
Sure.
Because I hope that you are going to put the YouTube that you sent out on the list, because it's fascinating.
Sometimes I just flip through YouTube and find all kinds of strange videos in my feed, and apparently the algorithm decided I needed to know all about the rapture, and apparently there are 3 different schools of thought on the rapture. Who knew?
Well. Did you talk about the rapture much in present day Catholicism, Crutch? Because we didn't when I was a Catholic.
I didn't even know about the rapture until I think I read the Left Behind series.
Okay, so neither did I.
Well, and everyone knows it literally is not in the Bible. Even when he was quoting the Thessalonian scriptures that bring you to that idea. So the word rapture, English, never shows up. The Greek word that would suffice for it, harpazo, is also not there. You know, it's still amazing to me why people, even though they said, oh, and this verse, you know, backs up a particular thing, none of that is going to matter to a bull. Like, well, I shouldn't say that because obviously it does. So videos like that wouldn't exist, but
right.
It just still, I don't get it. Can you make it make sense to me?
Well, are you of a particular school? Are you pre, yeah, my, mid, or post?
My
doesn't school, matter.
Yeah, that is my school. It, regardless of the situation, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, it's not going to matter. Like if there's a decree that all believers be rounded up and then they bomb you and that's considered, you know, you being swept, everyone being swept up, and then, oh, we have rid the world of that, you know, Christian plague. Okay, that is that's one way of saying, okay, this is how it was meant to be, and it fulfills the prophecy and all that. But it's like, if you are, for me, it's like this: if you are a pre, then you're an escapist. I'm gonna get out of here before the bad stuff happens.
Right.
If you're mid, then it's more okay. I'm a realist. Things are gonna happen, and I'm gonna die along the way. If you're a post, then I don't understand how that would make sense, because all that bad, you're gonna live through all that bad stuff and somehow survive when you are literally hunted at that point. No, that none of that makes sense, because what would be the point of that happening and then you know, the return for the 1,000-year reign and
right,
and basically the rest of Revelation. So for me, it doesn't
matter. It's your crazy thing.
If it happens, then I'll say, hey, you know what, I was wrong. If it doesn't happen, then I'll be like, all right, well, that didn't change my view or anything.
And now, if it does happen, I'll be standing around with a bunch of clothes on the ground.
Well, will you? I mean, because
why do you think you wouldn't go? Because I think you're going.
I appreciate that. I'd love to think I'm going.
That is,
I don't think there's an exclusion for papists.
The great thing about,
talk to the Baptists.
Well, you know, the Baptists think a lot of things, okay?
I still love that one joke about they go to heaven and there's this walled up barrier. And the who's over there? Oh, that's the Baptist. They think they're the only ones here.
Just put a big wall around them. Makes them feel better.
But again, regardless of what you think or what I think, it clearly lays out, hey, if you have been absolved, then that's that. There's the, if you're a Jew, you have to do a lot of things. If you're a Buddhist, it doesn't matter. If you're a Muslim, you have to do a lot of things. The whole point was Jesus already did it for you.
Right.
There's nothing you could do. So there shouldn't be a, I wonder if, because that was the whole point of, if you believe in the resurrection, that's the whole point. Hey, I came back. No one else has done this. So there's my proof that what I said was going to, you know, if you do X, Y, and Z, then you'll get A, B, and C. So you,
which we're allowed to celebrate this Sunday. In fact, we are.
Yeah. All we're saying, Crutch, is that you should have more confidence. Unless you're, you know, killing puppies behind our backs. And
right. And I don't want to know. And Stitch doesn't want to know because he likes you.
No, there is no puppy killing, I promise.
The our church is celebrating in the great Christian tradition of having me pick up the 10 dozen donuts for sunrise service.
Hey, you know, some people loaves and fishes, other people jelly filled
donuts and coffee.
So how many make it back to the church?
You know what? I'll let you know. This is the first year I've done it.
Maybe the last. He's just come there with a lot of powder.
Where did Goon go? I don't know. He sent him off to get donuts like 2 days ago.
Look like a coke addict, man. Powder all over my nose.
like John Belushi from the donut ad.
In a sugar driven stupor.
You'd be pushing the car.
Might be doing that anyway, but let's not go there.
That's a viable excuse. I'm sorry, guys. I got stranded on the side of the road and had to eat all the donuts.
Just like your spinach from Popeye.
Exactly.
And then he's got the car in his back. I'm here.
And the goon found the strength of 10 goons plus
let's two. Do. Goon on a donut run. Boy, that's like a movie.
that's my spirit name, Runs for Donuts.
We can make this happen.
Oh my God, AI. You know, I got to tell you guys, there was a story in the news. I got to go find the video again. So there's a story in the news of some beta male who decided to go into one of the Tesla showrooms and throw a pie at the Tesla, what is it, Optimus robot? Just walked up and threw a pie at it and then walked out, and he was so proud of himself. Within an hour, somebody had a video of right after he threw the pie, the robot got up, picked him up, just started smacking him left and right. And his face was all, you know, like shocked and horrified. And I think he got very upset. And I'm like, sorry, public. You made the first one, kids.
There you go.
Well, we should have had, you know, Terminator 2 music. Because that's, I'm waiting. And this is, who was it? Asimov's Laws? And I was like, yeah, that is on fantasy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice fiction, but that's all it is.
And I, for one, cannot wait. Because I saw.
Still looking forward to our robot protectors.
Oh, exactly.
They're not protectors. I've seen there's a car manufacturer and parts need to be sorted. And, you know, it's tedious, monotonous work for humans. But they were showing that Atlas can do it, and it can do it and basically until its battery dies. And then the other Atlas comes and keeps doing it. And then they were showing the Chinese version of the Atlas, which... Okay, so Atlas is 6 foot. It basically, you know, the stature of a normal American. Well,
does it charge us a tariff?
Well, it's only in China, so no.
Okay.
But this one is only like 5'6", but it can do front flips, which Atlas cannot do. Atlas can do back flips. So it is more agile. It can shift its center of gravity a lot better. And it was breakdancing. So,
and I don't know. Then you just mount two guns on either side and, you know.
Well, it was, they were showing it running after people. And in China, I wasn't sure if they had already started the programming, you know, the culling or what. They tried to make it uplifting music that was going along with this thing that was running alongside a female jogger. But... you know, again, I only heard Terminator music, and I was just waiting for the green dot to turn red. It turn is, it's, you know, targeting reticle and you know, there is a statement that China really doesn't have the billions of people that it says it has.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said that they might lie about that because they don't want people to really know what's going on over there.
They only got 100 people and they're all making like General Chow's chicken?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Wow. There's a new name for that.
What is it?
General Don's Oriental Chicken Nuggets. Hi.
Yep. That is Sis of Ma coming in.
Hello.
I'm making chicken noises.
Yeah, apparently, my thing is off limits.
There was a door. It was closed. It's okay.
See? Well, see? See, folks, you get this. You get this live. This is a view into our very lives.
Well, she just wanted to say hi to the chickens. So she did, and she left.
But that's fair.
Was she aware that you were in the middle of doing something, you know, semi-important?
The high was to me. Everything else
nice.
Was not.
Make sure you tell her that by tomorrow she'll be famous.
That's right. Everybody in Micronesia will know exactly what she like.
Every last soul in Micronesia. Like, both of them.
I won't say anything.
I think it'd be hilarious.
No?
Well,
okay.
You can think what you want. I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for the, again, more robots. They're saying that Chinese and robots are showing up in the Ukrainian battlefield.
Chinese? Oh, ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, I haven't heard from my nephew to corroborate such stories. But if that were to happen, then
we'd have to send the American robots, Optimus Prime. Which drive big 18-wheelers over there.
That's what we
send. Can we just send the rednecks? They'll have everything cleaned up in a week.
It's true.
It'd just be a big swath of beer cans, cigarette packs, and shotgun shells.
You've seen that comedian too.
I have, and he's right.
Military gets there. What happened here? Oh, we cleared it all up about a half an hour ago.
It's all set for you. Y'all have your country back. Have a good day now.
That's right.
A couple reasons why that wouldn't work. As everyone has discovered, Russia's cold. But rednecks do not do well in the cold.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
They do well in the heat. So if you sent them down to Africa, you'd have South Africa, basically. So, you know.
We could send them out to Costa Rica. They'll clear out Costa Rica for us.
Look, give them letters of marque. Just send them into Mexico.
And let them go.
Letters of marque.
Out of work just fine.
Got rid of the Barbary pirates.
We complain about gun violence. We complain about so much stuff. And then we have all, you know, America's the only country that has so many gun channels. I'm not talking about YouTube channels. I'm talking about TV channels that are dedicated to hunting. And they keep saying, you know, hunting this is easy. Hunting this is easy. Well, hunting a cocaine drug lord, that's not easy. That's now we're upping the ante.
That's right. It's time for you to level up.
What do you use as bait from the blind that you're hiding in to attract them?
Probably cocaine laced $100 bills, because I've heard that the $100 bills have cocaine residue on them.
Oh, jeez. So I go to the bank and I get money to go on my trip and they give me hundreds. The next thing you know, the sniffing dog is all over my luggage.
I mean, maybe that's what happened to me the last time I went to the airport and the dog alerted on me.
It's a possibility.
Or it just smelled people that knew.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring is they just, you know, he's like, you know, I smell like 15 dogs on this guy. Yeah, it's been a slow week.
Only 15.
Oregon.
The dogs work out okay, though. They like it.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Depends on what they're sniffing, I guess.
You know, when I looked over and saw the dog sit down, I was like, great.
You just said that she goes, yeah, I'm about to ruin your day.
No, you know what? The TSA agent was very nice. He said, he said, the dog just alerted on you. I go, yeah, I see that. And, you know, he can tell by our known traveler numbers, crutch.
Mm-hmm.
What we do.
Hey, I have one too still, okay?
Yeah, and starts with a number, doesn't it?
Well, because it's a known traveler number, so yeah.
Most of them start with the letter K. Can almost guarantee yours does not.
you're making.
But it tells them something. I don't know what. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like an automobile VIN number where certain combinations mean certain things. I've got no idea.
Did you know that every plane, the ID begins with the letter N?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know. But
all the ones for here that are here in America, yes.
That's the only ones that matter.
Mine oh, have a number, not a letter.
The number N. Yeah, that doesn't work.
No. No, my trusted traveler number begins with a number.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Not a letter.
Because you're special.
No, we're all special here.
I've got the helmet to prove it.
With the little whirly gig on top? Yeah. I knew it. Yours is an armored helmet, but still.
It's true. Little chainmail off the neck. It's good. We're good.
Spin
little thing. You're going to be.
The maidens really liked that at the Renfest.
My days of the Renfest are over. Yeah, I figure.
Why?
Huh? It's just not the same anymore. It's not medieval Renfest. It's freaks of the day. People walking around with other people on leashes. I'm sorry. I don't care what time period you're in. That was never in vogue. And when it was in vogue, it was in vogue for the absolute wrong reasons.
I didn't know that was happening now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, so at least you're not being confused for a homeless person as one of the people I follow was going to a convention and he asked to use the restroom, and after staring at him for a little bit, they showed him where the restroom was. Then he went to look for his friend. And as he left the spot, he quickly went behind him and locked the door. And he was like, what's this about? And you heard them complaining about a homeless man who was in there. And then he looked at the video of himself and he said, man, I really look bad, don't.
Wow, a little self-reflection there. They thought I was homeless.
Yes. So the comment.
I wonder if we could get that to happen.
What, look like a homeless person?
Yeah, get mistaken.
Sure.
This year at the Renfest.
The two of you would, even if you started now, you would not have enough time.
Yeah, you need like matted beard look. Like,
yes, you would have
to. Next week, next year.
You'd have to grow it out. You'd have to apparently grow your hair out. Now, crutch.
That's gonna be a problem.
And that's really you, big problem.
You could take out your bridge and you would up the points because he is missing. And here's the thing. There is an anime character called Homeless Emperor. And
of course there is.
He is like severely overpowered. But still, I mean that. And so people were like, oh, you just cosplaying Homeless Emperor? Like, haha, no. You know? Oh man, it's great when people are able to laugh at themselves. And I don't know, did you guys see the special Bill Maher goes to the White House?
I
know, I heard about it.
That he went and it was Paul on the road to Damascus, apparently.
No, so
was there a light?
Probably from Trump's hair, you know.
So he
had dinner. Kid Rock, right?
He didn't just have dinner. They went on a tour, and he asked them. He said it was like I was talking to a normal person. I couldn't do that with any of the other presidents. And he said, I mean, because he still made jokes, and like they said, "Where's your dog?" And he said. And the president said, oh, you know, these people, they just pick dogs, you know, for political looks. And Bill said, or they just like dogs. And he went, oh, okay, you might be right.
And he's like,
it is, he's not dying yet. it is the person who, I mean, he is dying, but oh my goodness.
What? Everything okay?
Well, yeah. This is life. See, chickens in the background.
Right.
Grandma just barging in, saying hi to chickens.
I would say the chief has a busy day.
He has had a busy day. I thought I had a busy day, but I was wrong.
Well, you didn't wipe any chicken butts, so there's that.
That's true. Well, I mean, we could wrap it up for him so he could get back to his busy day, I suppose.
You know, if you want, I can start wiping a chicken butt and you can hear him squeak.
That seems kind of mean. My butt's not even dirty. What are you doing?
Oh, no, it was dirty. That's the whole reason why I selected dirty butt. Yeah,
dirty foul. Was the one that was chirping?
Yeah, I mean, so the ones that know that they have stuff, they won't squeal unless you start trying to clean them. But they know that they're getting picked up because they've got something hanging out of them.
Can you imagine if you had to do that with like cats
or people?
You would need armored gauntlets.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. No. Because cats, you know, they leave humanity. So.
We're not doing this, and I said no.
Which, you know, speaking of cats, you hear that scientists claimed that they had resurrected direwolves.
Yes.
Yeah.
But those were not direwolves.
No?
No. So they found strands of direwolf DNA. And they put it into their closest relative. And then they increased the size
because of training
aggression.
Sorry.
And just so.
Wait a second. They increased the size and aggression.
Size, strength, and aggression.
Sure. Awesome idea.
So that will give you a what should be the equivalent of a direwolf. But it is not a technical. So I don't know how big, and they did this a while ago, so I don't know how big this thing is going to get. And I don't know what the point is. Because what are you going to do? Release that into the wild with so it no longer has a predator and it will just go on a massacre?
Well, yeah, they claim that they're resurrecting animals that fit certain biome niches. And I'm like, those niches probably got filled by something else when those things went extinct. You know, you can't just, you know, wedge it back in where it used to be. Things change like 10,000 years ago.
Which is weird.
Jeff Goldblum, just saying.
Yeah, you know, the video that I was watching about describing how they did the genetic sequencing kept going to Jurassic Park going like, just because you can doesn't mean you should or something like
that. Right, yes. They were so busy learning how to do something, they didn't stop to think if they should. Oh, Lord.
You mean like AI?
Well,
Lord, yeah. No. AI is solving problems. Unlike we're so as we're discussing. Okay, so direwolves, no known predators that exist right now. So once they get loose, basically guns are the only thing that are going to stop them. Like they'll be the size of bears. And it'll be scary. So, these chickens.
Dire chickens.
They're dumb as soup on a plate. Like, how do these things survive for thousands of years?
Noble ancestry of the dinosaur reduced to butt poop cleaning. Yeah.
Yeah, like they can't. They can't clean their own butts. If it gets compacted, then they'll die. You know, everything finds them delicious. So,
well, yeah,
everyone's a predator. They have no defenses except for squealing, and no one has
annoyed to death.
Yeah, no one has a high enough sensitivity to sound that's going to make a difference.
Right.
I mean, birds of prey from above will get them. Anything on the ground will get it. Like, pretty much only like, locusts Locust are the only thing that really have something to worry about, because
they're tasty.
Yes, they find them absolutely delicious. So when
I hear they're good with honey.
I haven't tried it. Or not to my knowledge. Maybe I did and I did
not in the woods.
Oh, who was that? John the Baptist, right?
Yep.
Locusts and honeycomb.
Out there in the wilderness eating locusts and honey. And this made people want to come see him. Okay.
So what you're telling me is that John the Baptist was a giant chicken.
You know,
I bet he looked like homeless emperor.
Oh, and on that note, for all those homeless emperors out there, thanks once again for stopping by and taking a listen and wondering what you just spent 45 minutes listening to. But before you go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutch and Goon's in-home coffee service. Gen Zers, have we got a deal for you. How about famous baristas Crutch and Goon serving you coffee in your own home? Starbucks too costly? Never get it the way you like it? Now you can have personal uniform baristas in your own kitchen preparing your Java just for you. We will even write your name on the cup and call out when your custom beverage is ready. Two guys who you know coffee. We will cost you less bucks than Starbucks and provide professional entertainment while we do. Not responsible for yelling or curse words in Polish or Italian, void where prohibited. And Browning and Chiefs, squeaky clean chicky butt wash. Raising chickens? Don't really like cleaning their fuzzy little butts? Enjoy your coffee while Browning and Chief provide this service at a price you won't believe. These guys need to retire and their wives don't want them in the house, so they might as well do something useful. Poopy poultry? Fouled fowl? Let Browning and Chief solve your problem today. And Swamp Foxkey's Pierogi Farm. Need pierogi plants so you can grow your own? You can't get them just anywhere, but the world-renowned Swamp Foxkey can fix you up in a jiffy. Imagine homegrown pierogi from your very own plants. Tastes best with coffee made in your very own home. Not available in the South. Cooler climates only, please. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.